I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is The Day We Realize, and our scripture is John 14:20. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, I want to speak to you about a day that all of us long for, the day we fully realize the incredible mystery of God's presence in our lives. John 14:20 gives us a glimpse into that profound truth, that God is not distant or far away, but he dwells in us and we dwell in him. Jesus says, on that day, you will realize. That phrase, on that day, is remarkable. It reminds us that spiritual understanding comes often in stages. There are moments when we know about God, and then there are moments when we know God personally. Let's get into point one. The day we realize Christ is in the Father. When Jesus says, I am in the Father, he reveals the unity of God's love and purpose. Jesus was never separate from the Father. His words, actions, and missions followed from a perfect relationship with God. For us, this is a call to trust. Even when life is confusing, we may not see the full picture, but Christ is always in God, and nothing he does is outside of God's plan. The day we realize this is the day we can rest in his authority and wisdom, knowing that every trial, every blessing, every moment is under God's sovereign care. This moves us to point two, the day we realize we are in Christ. Next, Jesus says, you are in me. This is a personal invitation. He doesn't just want us to admire him from a distance. He wants us to dwell in him. To be in Christ means our lives are joined to his life. It's a life where our thoughts, decisions, and actions are guided by his Spirit. On the day we truly realize this, our hearts begin to change. We start to see the world not as a place of fear or isolation, but as a place where Christ walks with us through every challenge. The day we realize Christ is in us is point three. Finally, Jesus says, I am in you. This is the most astonishing part. God, the creator of the universe. Let me say that again. God, the creator of the universe, dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. Too often we underestimate the Spirit's power within us. We may feel weak, inadequate, or unworthy, but the day we realize this, that Christ lives in us, that his Spirit equips us for every good work, is the day we step into boldness, courage, and love. We are never alone. Our faith is not just a set of teachings. It is a living, breathing relationship with God of the universe. Brings us to four, living in the realization. The verse doesn't just describe a moment, it describes a life. The day we realize Christ is the Father, we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, is the day our perspective changes. Oh Lord, may that be today. We start to pray differently, we love more deeply, we forgive more freely, we walk with confidence knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let me do that again. The day we realize this, our perspective changes. We start to pray differently. We love more deeply. We forgive more freely. We walk with confidence knowing that nothing, get that, nothing can separate us from God's love. This day may come gradually through prayer, scripture, trials, and worship, or it may come suddenly in a moment of clarity. Either way, it transforms everything. Let's pray. Lord, open our hearts to the day of realization. Help us to see that you are in the Father, that we are in you, and that you are in us. Let this truth shape our actions, our thoughts, and our love. Remind us daily that we are never alone, and give us courage to live as your presence in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.